Hello, and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today, for those of you that are new to the Jolly Heretic Public House, I would like to set out the concept of the spiteful mutant. Now, we shouldn't call woke people, and we certainly shouldn't call them wokies, we should call them spiteful mutants. Now, let me explain what they are. It's really quite simple. Until about 1800, we were under harsh Darwinian selection pressures, in which child mortality was around 50%. Every generation, those that were genetically sick, those that had high mutational load, were purged from the population. Those that had poor immune systems, those that had poor, you know, anything wrong with them physically, would not reach adulthood, and they would not pass on their genes, and so the genome remained healthy. Now, the brain is about 84% of the genome. So if you, that makes it a massive target for mutation. So if you've got mutational load relating to the body, which causes you to be physically sick, then you will sure as damn it have mutational load related to the mind. Consequently, mutational load related to the body correlates with mutational load related to the mind. So by selecting out every generation people that were physically sick, we were also selecting out people that were mentally sick. We were selecting out people that deviated from what we were selecting for under harsh Darwinian conditions, mentally. What were we selecting for under harsh Darwinian conditions? Well, first of all, we were selecting for intelligence, because we know that, we know across time that's what was going on. The richer 50% of the population, which correlates with intelligence at 0.3, had doubled the surviving fertility of the poorer 50% of the population in the 1600. We were selecting for that. Secondly, we were selecting for basically positive and negative ethnocentrism, because we know from group models that the group which is high in positive ethnocentrism, that is in-group cooperation, and negative ethnocentrism, that is repelling the outsider, will always dominate all other groups eventually. So we were selecting for that, which is a part really of conservatism, really group orientation. And thirdly, we were selecting essentially for religiousness. We know this. I've demonstrated in my own study that religiousness was being selected for across time. Religiousness is about, on some measures, about 0.7 genetic. Religiousness, it hits in at times of crisis and at times of stress, so which is, implies it's an inbuilt instinct. Religiousness is currently associated with mental health genetically, with physical health genetically. It's associated with fertility. There are certain parts of the brain, with the anterior frontal cortex, which when you stimulate it with magnets, you become both more religious and more ethnocentric. And so on all of these different measures, we were definitely selecting for these things. Essentially, we were selecting for conservatism. We were selecting what conservatism is about, really, is we have these five moral foundations, that is to say, the individually oriented, the group oriented foundations, because we have to dominate other groups under evolution, that is to say, sanctity, obedience to authority, and in-group loyalty, and then the individually oriented foundations, because we have to climb the hierarchy of the group to pass on our genes traditionally, that is to say, equality, wanting everything to be the same so you get proportionately more, and harm avoidance, that is to say, obviously avoiding harm. So that's what we were selecting for. We were selecting for conservatism. And when things become selected for, everything which is genetically, which is useful, which is adaptive, becomes pleiotropically related. And so the consequence is that everything comes together, health, mental health, physical health, whatever, it all becomes associated with this thing that we were selecting for, which essentially was conservatism. And we know from modern samples that conservatism is associated indeed, and religiousness is associated indeed, with physical and mental health on numerous different markers. So that's what we were selecting for. With the collapse of child mortality from 50% to 1%, you then get this massive build-up of mutation, this massive build-up of mutants. And these are going to be in the direction that deviates from what we were under selection for. So that, therefore, in the direction of individually oriented foundations, in the direction of being selfish. And we know that conservatism correlates with selfishness, low agreeableness, low impulse control. It correlates with identifying with the out-group rather than the in-group, so that you can collaborate with the out-group to gain power among the in-group. It correlates with Machiavellianism, just liberalism, with wanting power for yourself and whatever. It correlates with narcissism, with wanting to be worshipped and so forth. It correlates just with lying. And so therefore we're selecting for this, for these maladaptive ideas, these individually oriented ideas. Now eventually what would have happened is a tipping point would have been reached. It's been shown in experiments that once about 20% of the population are into something, then the rest of the population notices that this is the up and coming thing, and they tip over very quickly into the new idea. So we tipped over into individually oriented values in probably about the 1960s. And then the result of that is that you get runaway individualism. And these spiteful mutants, as we can call them, these mutants who advocate these extreme left-wing, extreme individualistic ideas that are associated, by the way, with physical ugliness, with all of these markers of poor health, start to dominate the society and push it in a maladaptive direction. And this can be seen, in a sense, as the new... to encourage people, essentially, look at their ideologies, encourage people to look to not look out for their own genetic interests, to look out for another sex over their own sex, to look out for another ethnic group over their own ethnic group, to not have children, to look out for animals over humans, to not have children for the good of the climate, and all of this kind of stuff. And eventually you get a kind of runaway individualism as more intelligent people notice that they can get status by signalling their adherence to the new way of doing things. And so just as you've got runaway conservatism before, and you've got sort of the new church ladies and people having to adopt, send out for adoption illegitimate children or not serve illegitimate children in shops, you get runaway individualism, and eventually we get to the point that we have, where you have these groups that basically advocate that humanity should destroy itself and no one should have any children. So it's spiteful. It's at the group level, it's spiteful. It's destroying the group. And so these people, these woke people, can be understood as spiteful mutants. And they are the new selection pressure. They are the new child mortality, because only those who, for genetic reasons, are resistant to their maladaptive ideas, and that is going to be people who are, for genetic reasons, very high in traditional religiousness and conservatism, will resist this and will have life. These people are the woke. We should not call them the woke. We should call them what they are, which is spiteful mutants. They are a death cult, and that is what is going on. And I hope this is a bit of interest, and goodbye!